This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you, broadcasting live from an undisclosed location in Florida. I am surrounded by massive thunderstorms and rain, so you may hear a little bit of a crack in the background here and there. A very crazy last couple of days, and I want to get to some very sad stories. Sadly, as I say that for the third time, because there's no better way to describe it, the duck boat tours. Man, I can't tell you how many of those tours I've taken, but that, you know, those amphibious duck tours, killing 17 people in Branson, Missouri last week. Now what's being said is, listen, they should be banned. And there are a lot of cities, from Austin to Philadelphia, from Boston to you name it in between. I was in even Wisconsin up in the Dells, and they had a duck tour that I went on. So, and you know what the duck tour is? It's those amphibious World War II vehicles that were turned into these tour boats that first you're on dry land, and then it becomes what it became during the war. It becomes a boat. Well, a tragedy takes place in Branson, Missouri, killing those people that I mentioned, and there have been other incidents. So now there are some people who are saying that these should just be banned altogether. That they shouldn't even be allowed. In fact, if we go to what happened in Missouri, the Coast Guard said on Sunday that they're going to have salvage crews. They're going to have to start to raise it on Monday, the Missouri duck boat that sank in Table Rock Lake that killed those people. There was 31 people on board, and you do the math, 17 died. A crane from a Southwest Missouri salvage operation is what's been brought there to that staging area, and divers are expected to swim down and connect the duck boat to that crane, then lifting it off of, you know, lifting the boat out from where it rests 80 feet underwater. And how does this happen? How do people go on a tour and end up dead, that many of them? The weather was not good. They jettisoned out into it, and the boat sank. So lives were forever changed, and there have been other incidents too as well. And I think that without a doubt, this is one of the stories that's being talked about, because I like to say America Tonight, we dive into everything, whether it's politics, business, or sports, but it is about the buzz in the backyard, and I know many, many people have been talking about it because I got a ton of email on it. And in fact, coming up, we're going to go to the mailbag, and we go into the mailbag, you'll see what I'm talking about. People had taken tours, what they thought of the tours, and whether I thought they were safe or not. I'm someone who's taken probably 6 of those tours, and I have to say, I never felt like I was in danger the times I did, but they were sunny, sunny, clear days when I went. And, of course, now reading what the boats were designed for and then what's happening tourist-wise, it is scary. In 1999, they did an analysis. The National Transportation Safety Board said that the Coast Guard failed to adequately oversee the private operation, that the owner failed to properly maintain a seat allowing water to seep aboard the vehicle, the Miss Majestic. And this was that incident that stemmed out of a horrific accident in 1999. So this has been on the books before, and now it's just on a broader loss of life. But this isn't something that hasn't been discussed before, as these duck boat tours couldn't be more popular, and it's based on those World War II military landing craft known as the DUKWs. And very popular because you get to sightsee on land and water. But they weren't designed for external use, and some duck boat operators have modified them to handle extra passengers. So how many passengers are on these boats? And that 99 fatal sinking happened in Arkansas, and that was the recommend I mentioned, that the duck boat operators install additional flotation devices to ensure what happens with the low riding vehicles, that they would stay afloat even if the engine didn't pump and it stopped working. So my feeling is that there's going to be a lot of eyeballs on this, a lot more conversation, especially after hearing what Jim Hall, a guy who was an NTSB chairman, said after this Table Rock Lake incident that is so similar to what happened in 1999, and it's an unregistered amusement park ride. And because of that, the fear is what can happen for public safety. We move from that story of the duck sinking to another sad tragedy, and it has to do with a shooting. It's Trader Joe's. There was a standoff, and now there's murder charges. The store manager, 27, died in the middle of what was just a crazy melee. A man who shot his grandmother and led police on a chase to a Trader Joe's grocery store where the woman was shot was arrested on suspicion of murder. It's a 26-year-old, so held on $2 million bail. The Los Angeles Police Department is saying that it wasn't clear whether the 26-year-old Gene Atkins even had an attorney, but what is clear is what allegedly happened here during this standoff. It happened at about 1:30 on Saturday when Atkins allegedly shot the grandmother repeatedly, then fled with another woman who was also injured. So he was arguing with the grandmother, who raised him since he was 7, on and off for about 2 or 3 weeks. And then it led to this chase, and it led to what happened at Trader Joe's. And despite a 911 call, it just wasn't soon enough. And of course, an ambulance comes to Trader Joe's, and the rest unfolds after that. And after 3 hours, because that's how long it took, because it was a standoff, they were able to persuade the suspect to come out peacefully. He walked out with the 4 hostages with their hands up. Can you imagine? Just picture this scenario. You're such a normal, regular day. You go to the store. You go to Trader Joe's in L.A., and you're expecting just to pick up some groceries, and you end up in the middle of this crazy nonsense, and the fact that this woman happened to get in the middle at the wrong time of it, not by choice, but by chance that she happened to be there, she ends up dying as a result of that. In the meantime, politically speaking, we know on this show there's always tons to talk about, and of course, we're going to do that. We'll get to what's ticking in Washington, D.C., what is the latest buzz, and so much of it still has to do over Russia and the investigation, and then, of course, on other machinations that affect you and I. From that standpoint, it's full speed ahead, and discussions on what happens with Iran, and also what happens in the upcoming election. Can you believe it? We're really seriously starting about the next time around. What does that look like? We hear from John Kerry next on America Tonight.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Who has the only raw living whole plant hemp CBD extract in the world? MetaHemp Solutions, a radically innovative approach to hemp CBDs for exceptional results. Why? Because they contain absolutely all the elements present in the original plant. All our hemp CBD products are independently lab tested for potency and purity and manufactured in our FDA registered facility. Try it today. 10% off with coupon code GCN10. Call 833-858-7500. That's 833-858-7500. Or buy MetaHemp Solutions today at metahempsolutions.com. That's metahempsolutions.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
All right, doctor, we got the news. So here's the news coming out of D.C. starting off the week. And I'll tell you what, there's so much speculation about what's happening with the, you know, what's a couple of things, what's happening in this Russia investigation. In fact, one of the biggest stories is, does this just boggle the mind? It does. I can remember the very first tour that I ever took of anything in Washington, and there was so much conversation about spies and Russia being involved in American politics. And now we're flat out talking about still the 2016 election, and what is it that, you know, really ticks us off about Russia's interference in our election? There should be no interference. Of course, I don't care what you call yourself, Democrat, Republican, Independent, no label. I mean, come on, do we want Russia in the middle of our politics? No. Do we want Russian spies among us in high offices picking through what's happening in the United States? Of course not. Do we want all the hacking that's going on? No, no, no. And everybody would agree that's not even political. Well, the new Washington Post ABC News poll, as we motor through here, suggests that the president's performance at last Monday's Helsinki summit is another example of that big stories that happen in D.C. are not always seen as big stories outside of the Beltway. So what does that mean, this Russia scandal? On three of four questions, the polling breaks down two ways. Partisans support or opposition to it, depending on their political party. And the independents are less concerned about the president's performance than the Fuhrer in Washington and the media suggest. So a majority of Republicans approve of how Trump handled the summit. They think American leadership has gotten stronger. Democrats say the opposite. Independents, only 83%, 38%. That's dyslexia with numbers. 38% thought the president went too far in supporting Putin, Vladimir Putin, compared with 52% who answered not far enough. So you can see we sliced this pie in a couple of different ways, except for one question, and this was big, and this was flushed out more in the Washington Post. You want to know what that question was? Whether voters approve of Trump expressing doubt about whether Russia tried to influence the 2016 election. The numbers were really different. 60% of independent voters disapprove. That's a big majority. 51% of Republicans approve of Trump impinging the U.S. intelligence community's conclusions. So you heard that. Only 51% approve. 31% disapprove. But it's still a majority in favor, but the number is different. The number's different. I mean, it makes sense because I asked the question, how do you feel about Russia interfering in our politics? 1-1,000, 2-1,000, of course. You know, right? So when it endangers our free elections, I think it makes sense that the numbers would rise no matter what the party. So Russia concerns voters maybe less than interference, the whole interference, but the whole voting, proper voting, it does. So listen, election security, do you think we have election security? Is that something that's burning bright and, you know, is it inside your mind when you think of 2020? Do you think, oh boy, you know, looking at that, I don't know, pretty scary to think about 2020. I think it's scary to think about 2020. And to me, what happens when we talk about elections is you have the same old talking heads talking about who's going to do what and who's going to say what and what's going to happen, including John Kerry, who ran for president unsuccessfully. But he, of course, is one of those talking heads that appears a lot on the shows and is asked about what he thinks of 2020. Republican-wise and Democratic-wise, here's what he thinks.
So personal, so unbecoming of a president of the United States to engage in that kind of rhetoric. It shows fear or something. I don't know. Why is he picking that at this point in time when he has major issues he needs to deal with?
And what he's talking about is the idea of who is running in 2020, who's going to be the adversary for the Democrats. Is it going to be Joe Biden? So he's reacting to Trump commenting on Joe Biden and whether Joe Biden is going to be the opponent and he's going to be running again. So, you know, Biden, who is very vocal about his opposition to Trump, of course, and especially his immigration policy, saying it's one of the darkest moments in our history. So you have John Kerry saying, a little snippet you heard there, that why is he worrying about that when we have so many other things that are going on? And who is going to be that opponent is pretty interesting. And Biden is the name that keeps coming up. Under Barack Obama, he sought the Democratic presidential nomination twice, but then eventually got out of the race because of personal reasons with the death of his son, Beau. He considered running in 2016, decided against it because of what happened with Beau's death from cancer in 2015. Now he's seriously thought of as a contender in 2020 in that election to be the Democratic front runner. And he's not afraid to criticize what's happening with Trump, and Trump's not afraid to go back after him. So we may be seeing a lot of, whether it happens or not, the Trump-Biden show meaning each one talking about Russian interference or what's being handled with immigration, you know, you name it, and that's a likely scenario that's going to keep unfolding throughout this election process. And think about where we're at right now. We're 2018, so 2 years away from this, not even 2 years fully, because it's a little more than 2 years. And, you know, it used to be that you ran for an office and you ran with, you know, 4 months to spare. But the way our landscape moves and shifts now, it has to be so much sooner than that. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. So as we bounce in a couple of different directions, coming up, the mailbag, as I mentioned at the top in the mailbag, it wasn't so much about candidates, the political trail. Is Donald Trump going to crucify whoever the Democrat is? Do the Democrats have a good candidate to run? Is it about Russia and spies? Is it about Carter Page, these new documents that have been released, and are they even credible as to the possibility of Carter Page and what's his role and what's happening with Russia, which is just crazy, but there has been some reaction to it. And then these polls and taking a hit, and is there fallout because of the Vladimir Putin comments, and just a crazy, crazy past week. A lot of you absolutely had something to say about that and other things as well. The fact that we're in a weird weather pattern in the U.S., not talking about overall, talking about summertime, where I know myself, I had just spent time in Charleston and there was massive floods, but people say, oh, it must be a full moon because this is what happens in the summer, but yet it seems like more people are complaining, including all of you, in the mailbag about the heat, about flooding, and generally about what we're experiencing when we travel and when we go with children, go visit other family, and deal with whatever the weather conditions are there. I mean, doesn't everybody always complain about the heat in the summer? I don't remember even as a kid. In fact, I do remember as a kid that was talked about all the time. Oh, we got to cool off. Oh, we got to sit with some tea underneath the tree. Oh, we got to go to the pool. Oh, the temperatures are going to feel like it's 100 degrees. So, I don't know. For me, it hasn't changed. It's something that we deal with. Coming up next, we are hitting the mailbag. Thanks to all of you for all your emails. That's next. Kate Delaney, America Tonight.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump is tweeting, "It's a hoax," and his former campaign advisor denies claims in FBI documents that say he conspired with Russia. Even as he became the subject of presidential tweets and Sunday interview broadcasts, ex-Trump campaign advisor Carter Page denied he knowingly helped Russia. He was on CNN's State of the Union.
No, I've never been an agent of the foreign power.
The FBI wiretapped him in 2016 on just that suspicion. Limited documents about the legality of that have just been released. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham on Face the Nation.
The Carter Page warned us whether or not the Trump campaign colluded with the Russians. I haven't seen any evidence of it.
Democrats haven't either, but keep stressing the word yet as the Mueller investigation grinds on. You're listening to USA Radio News.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You have mail, mistress.
We have a lot of mail, and thank you for that. You can go to Kate Delaney. Radio.com, Kate Delaney Radio. Click on contact and let it fly. If you have some thoughts on what's happening in the world and you want to be heard, that's how you get a hold of us. The mailbag. So Kate Delaney Radio.com, easiest way. That's where the roads lead. And this is where lots of your emails went. Here's one from Jake. Kate, long time no speak, or at least I haven't had a chance to get an email to you. It is just despicable what happened in this boat sinking for the people that were trapped in that duck boat. If you look at the video, which clearly in Branson somebody recorded what was happening, the weather was awful. So my first question is, why would they ever put that boat in the water with tourists? They don't need money that bad, for goodness sake. And they should have bagged off of it, and this would not have happened. The fact that 17 people died shows you there's a massive problem here and what this tour boat company was doing, without any question whatsoever. Looking at the interviews with the survivors, people on another duck boat that was on the lake at the same time but managed to avoid swamping and crashing talked about what they saw, and it's not surprising that a former chairman of the National Transportation Safety Board would call for an end to these death traps. What do you think? I think I've ridden in a ton of them. I've had a blast on the duck boat. I was flabbergasted when I heard what happened in Branson, and the very first thing I thought was that the boat should have not been out in that kind of that kind of weather and those conditions, that's a problem. This is partially, of course, what led to the duck boat taking on all that water. And what is the NTSB going to do? They're going to gather all the information. What was the maintenance of this? What about the inspections? How often are they inspected? Was there any modification to this particular duck boat or other duck boats in this fleet? Was there any damage to the duck boat that happened as a result of the crash or during the salvage process and all of that? Because that's what they're going to do, lift it up and try to figure it out. But boy, oh boy, listening to one of the survivors, Tia Coleman, she was so emotional. And, of course, so many family members and others around her killed. It was really sad to see that. So many of you asked about the duck boat. I'm going to go to one more. This one from Sam I Am. Kate, I think you should ban the duck boat tours. I know that a lot of people like them. They're clever. It's cool that you can be in this amphibious assault vehicle, but apparently it's not ready for prime time. There have been a few other accidents. Yes, they've been only a few, but if it's not safe, it's not safe. Well, there you go. If it's not safe, it's not safe. Well, that would mean that somebody's going to have to say that the duck tours should not be in business, and it's going to be depend on the National Transportation Safety Board's findings once they get the boat that comes up from the bottom of the lake. But there may be discussion over that, but I don't think they're going to ban it. It does make you think about the life preserver situation. Should people have the life preservers on? Should they be able to get out of the boat? Of course, the answer is yes, yes, and yes. Those people, whether the weather was horrific or not, they should have been able to bob up and down and have a chance, a fighting chance of surviving by having lifeboats on, but they couldn't even get to those lifeboats, and there was a lot of confusion, and boom, the boat sank. You know, the boat sank. All right, so let's move to another email. This one is from Anne, who says, Kate, I was just reading a story and it made me think about you and the other. Miss the other. Can't wait to hear him back on the air. But I was reading a story in one of the many newspapers that I get online about, do men have it easier or do females have it easier? And they've done a bunch of research on it. I thought you would find it funny to talk about this to the other, even though there's a serious side to it. I know what you're talking about, and that particular discussion was over... Well, it was over being a man. It was all kinds of being a man. Gender studies deal. And it was a lot of it had to do with transgenders, not just a straight heterosexual male. But the fact that if that happens, is it easier or harder? You know, what's the hardest? Is it once you switch sexes and you get to see what it's like on the other side, what does that feel like? And I think that article wasn't so much about the man-woman thing. Like I said, it was more about the transgender deal. But if we're talking about just from the perspective of the other, since somebody brought that up, and do I think it's easier to be on that side of it? It depends on what day and what we're talking about. How's that? We'll have to talk to him about it. Coming up in our next segment, of course, we're going to do Invade the Man Cave. And there is conversation with the NFL set to get underway in less than 2 months that the anthem is going to divide everybody once again. And why is patriotism tied to football? Some people are asking that question. A lot of you asked that question. This one from Susan. The most interesting question heading into the NFL, Kate, is what's going to happen over the anthem? And what will players do now that everything has changed once again? Is there any kind of a resolution? And why is this controversy so big in the first place? Well, the reason it's so big is because of patriotism, the flag, what people are talking about related to games and what's been a tradition, what's always happened in front of games, and what ultimately this becomes is this is a debate about sports. I mean, every game I've gone to, I can't remember not going to a game where they didn't do the Star Spangled Banner. It always happened. When I was a kid, the first game I went to, Star Spangled Banner, I totally remember it well. When we went to hockey games, Star Spangled Banner. When I've been at other events, Star Spangled Banner. So this has been around for a long, long time. And American football has been that crossroads of it, too, like it or not. And that's part of it. The idea that it's so unclear so what the punishment will be with the teams is frightening, but it's not something that's brand new when it comes to the national anthem. And there's a great piece about this in one of the Sunday papers, but a lot of people are writing and talking about this, that what does it teach us that, you know, that the ceremony and the game are part of the ultimate belief of patriotism in this nation is the King Kong is what I think it is. That it's that we are the ones, we are the beacon of the light, and the anthem controversy is so much more than the anthem controversy. It's talking about games and sport and tradition, and should patriotism and sports be mixed in? Should you be labeled in any direction on this? And that's another question that has many multitudes of roads. Many multitudes. How about this one coming to us from Charlotte? Kate, I've been listening to the show for a long time. Love, love, love your interview skills. Bar none, you are the best. Terry Gross would be right there neck and neck with you, maybe a little bit above. It's funny you say Terry Gross because my Aunt Nancy, who I'm getting to see in Florida, mentioned that to me, that she thought Terry Gross was a great interviewer when I talked about interviewing. So, touche. Isn't it interesting how that circles back? And in talking about that, the lawyer for adult film star Stormy Daniels, Michael Avenatti, has a warning for the president. More tapes are out. Yes, he says it's not the only tape of a secret recording of Trump that was revealed a couple days ago, that there are more that have been made, that he says, Avenatti says, ultimately it's going to prove it's a big problem for the president. And you know that old adage, you've lived up to the sword, you die by the sword. So if you've lived by the sword, you've died by the sword. Avenatti is insistent that there's going to be some problems hovering around. If there's tapes floating around, what do the tapes say? And some of you caught wind of this as well. Michael says, then play the tapes, let us hear. I am sick of going back into the archive of ancient history to defend, manipulate, maneuver on any sides of anything relating to the Russian investigation or what's happening with the Prez and Michael Avenatti, the opposing counsel, what he's saying about Stormy Daniels, what he's saying about Donald Trump in an incident that happened 2 years ago. I think the multiple tapes thing is, it's like fishing. So fishing, but do they have really good bait on the end or no? We don't know until we hear the tapes. Will we ever hear the tapes? Now, there you go. Coming up next, we're going to invade the man cave on America Tonight.
It's It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M of NutraMedical.com and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
I'm going to the man cave. Going to the man cave. Going to the man cave. I'm going to the man cave. Yeah, going to the man cave. Oh, yeah. Man cave, man cave, man cave, man cave, man cave.
Oh, yeah.
A brilliant final round for Francesco Molinari of Italy. 2 under 69, bogey 3, and Italy might have its name on the claret jug.
Yeah, so how about that? Francesco Molinari ends up winning the British Open, or now they call it the Open at Carnoustie. Wins that claret jug. You just heard Dan Hicks, thanks to Westwood One for that call. Very big for the Italian first. Huge win for him. What's interesting, he wins by 2 strokes. Tiger Woods, his playing partner, 3 strokes behind him. Finished oh so close to Molinari, but the conversation was about the Italian first and his win and the fact that he played consistent golf, did not bogey throughout the weekend, while Tiger Woods got onto the 11th tee and actually got through 10 and actually had the lead and then double bogeyed and then bogeyed and saw all the wheels fall off, but He fell apart on the back nine, rather, at the Open, but he looked really good and looks like he is going to be competitive. I think he wins another major in the future. In fact, here's what Tiger Woods had to say about it afterwards.
It's not easy. It takes every facet of the game and working. And on top of that, you got to get a couple of good bounces. This links golf is something else. You know, you're going to get some quirky bounces, and you know, hopefully they go your way for the week.
He's right. You get these quirky bounces. They can go into these things called pot bunkers where you take a ladder to go into the bunker to hit the ball out of it. It's insane. It's a tough course. But it was exciting to see him be competitive and climb up the leaderboard and have a real shot at it. And he hit this tee shot from a fairway bunker, and then he burns to the front of the green on the hole 10, and he lays up and tries to do what he can, and he had an incredible shot, and he had did like a he had a putt from about on this final round about 20 feet, and he missed it just to the right. So as he's making that turn, he's looking really good with a one-stroke lead. Gotta love that. And the crowds were so thick around him and Molinari. So I was happy for Molinari because the crowd gave him his due, winning what was phenomenal for him and anyone who could win that. As Wood said, you get some bad bounces with these links courses. But he wins the tournament by two strokes, so the closest to him, two strokes behind. And he has an Open in his mid-30s and has his first major championship. And Tiger Woods is going to be back in 2 weeks. Looks really good. So while Molinari wins the BO and Tiger falls off, he does show signs of he's getting better and better. And he cracks the top 50. And we know it's about numbers when we go into the man cave, and the man cave in sports is about numbers. There's no question about that. So he gets the numbers. Sad story here, and a guy that I knew from my days of covering the Dallas Cowboys as an NFL coach, Tony Sparano, dies. He was the offensive line coach with the Minnesota Vikings. So longtime friend of Mike Zimmer's. Used to be the Miami Dolphin head coach, and as an assistant on the offensive line, I should say. He died unexpectedly over the weekend. He felt chest pains, apparently, went to have it checked out, and then he was gone on Sunday morning. And, boy, 56 certainly seems young, and there are a lot of people that really respected this man. I'm one of them. I had many conversations with him, and he was a teacher, a pretty tough-minded guy, but he loved being a father. I know that because he and I had those conversations, and I know that there's a lot of players who are devastated to learn about the news of Sparano passing away over the weekend, and boy, oh boy, he had a great position with Zimmer, and he's survived by his wife and his sons and his daughter and four grandchildren. Cause of death, they're not immediately saying, but it's believed to be a heart attack. And this is when the Vikings are getting ready to report for camp. They report to camp on Wednesday. So part of being in the man cave with me, Kate Delaney, means that we talk about man cave things as part of my history. So you know, I wrote a book called Invade the Man Cave. As much as I'm passionate about all things, politically speaking, happening in the country, business-wise, I'm the same when it comes to sports. And then my story goes like this. It took 500 rejections so I could finally get in my first locker room, and in other words, cover professional sports. And then that finally happened for me, so I'm always happy to share it. We're going to have Nailed the Score coming back when the NFL comes back for its next season. But training camps opening up, some of them already underway. In fact, it's interesting. I got a list of the training camps, and the training camps, it's fascinating to me how quickly some open and how others, you know, wait a little bit longer, but and how many are home. So how many just have their training camp where they live. And you get a chance as a fan to go and see it. The Dallas Cowboys are an example of not having a training camp in Texas. Instead, the Cowboys take the show on the road, and they're at Oxnard, California, and that starts mid-week. They're at the Marriott Residence Inn there. But there are others, like the Philadelphia Eagles, who won the Super Bowl. They're right there, stone's throw really away from the field, their field that they play on at the NovaCare Complex where they practice. Some teams opt to do that. Other teams think it's better to go somewhere. But it has changed. In 2018, 21 of 32 teams train at home. So that's 66%. I didn't realize it was that many. And Jacksonville's already underway. They reported on the 18th, Tennessee underway, in Nashville, Chicago underway already, Detroit underway already, also training the veterans and the rookies, the Giants, that just happened on Sunday, so they reported. Generally, in the next few days, it all gets going, and before you know it, August 2nd will be here, and that's the Hall of Fame game in Canton, Ohio. I say this every year, but it is hard to believe, isn't it, how quickly time moves and we start to talk about football. And this year, football is going to have to deal with the controversy over, once again, the national anthem. While it seemed as though that was going to be picked apart, but had an ending for now, that has not happened. That's changed because the players' union was not happy. And that means there's more questions than ever as to what goes on if somebody violates the code in place by the NFL. And the answer is stay tuned. Sad story about jockey Victor Espinoza. He's a fractured vertebrae. He was doing a training session at Del Mar, California, when the horse he was riding collapsed and died. Racetrack officials there say Bobby Abu Dubai suffered an apparent fatal heart attack during a workout on Sunday. Espinoza was thrown off the horse, then was laying there motionless, which was scary, for several minutes before he was fitted with a neck brace, taken by ambulance to a hospital. They think he's going to be fine. The Hall of Fame 46-year-old jockey with a fractured vertebrae. Music means, as the band parties on, this hour is history. Thanks to all of you for listening to the show. I'm Kate Delaney, America Tonight.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to theultimateknife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at theultimateknife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at theultimateknife.com.